time for our weekly chat with Te Pāti Māori's Takutai Kim.
The Treaty Principles Bill, which sets to redefine the principles of the treaty, has been introduced to Parliament 2 weeks earlier than what had previously been planned. This move has faced significant backlash, including from political parties the Labour Party, Green Party and Te Pāti Māori, who have banded together in opposition. As well as this, a hīkoi from the top of the North Island in Cape Reinga and the bottom of the South Island in Bluff, the Toitū Te Tiriti hīkoi, is beginning today and will meet in Wellington at Parliament in opposition of the bill. I spoke to Te Pāti Māori's Takata Ferris about the Treaty Principles Bill being pushed forward and the subsequent Toitū Te Tiriti hīkoi. The Treaty Principles Bill, which was set to be introduced to Parliament in 2 weeks, has instead been introduced last week. How has Te Pāti Māori reacted to this development?
Well, we just acknowledge it as another underhanded step of the government, and we just keep doing what we're doing. So, yeah, no real adjustment. We just, the positioning and the understanding of the bill has been clear and apparent for quite a while now. So whatever time it comes up to be addressed, we're ready and waiting for that. But in terms of Toitū Te Tiriti and, helping the Motu stand up and make their views known about it, we just keep going.
ACT Party leader David Seymour says the early introduction of the bill is a normal process and has said that the controversy surrounding this decision is much ado about nothing. What does Te Pāti Māori think about the statement?
Oh, well, Seymour makes heaps of stupid statements, so we're not too worried about the things that he says. The people of New Zealand are probably used to seeing disingenuous actions taken by Seymour and the current government, so it's nothing out of character or out of step. But like I said, we know what we're doing. We understand what he's proposing. We've known it for a while now, and whenever he wants to come and have a proper open discussion and debate about it, we're willing and waiting.
A hīkoi regarding the bill has started up today from Cape Reinga in the far north and Bluff in the southern region that will eventually culminate in Wellington at Parliament. How important of a hīkoi is this?
This is a hugely important hīkoi. It will be a seminal moment for the current generation and the next generations of Tiwi Māori. You know, I'm 45 and I've got kids who are 18 and 16 and 13, and I was at the hīkoi as a young 20-something-year-old 20 years ago. And so in my perception, having to be back here 20 years later doing the same thing, this is not acceptable. It's not acceptable in this country anymore. And that's what we will keep saying, and that's what our children will understand, and it's what their children will understand. So it's very important time in the nation's life, and all things point to governments of this country having to do better. And you've got one that's wanting to go backwards real quick, and that just won't be accepted in this country now. It's not accepted now, and it won't be going forward.
That kind of follows on to my second question, but have we seen similar protest actions of this magnitude here in Aotearoa?
This one will most likely eclipse any other protest action. The last significant one was obviously the foreshore and seabed protest of 2004, which was, 10, 20,000 people. There hadn't been a protest like that before, and this one won't have been a protest like this before. So we're in unprecedented times. In new territory. And the other thing that the country has to come to grips with is that you now have two and three generations of Tiwi Māori who are highly educated, who have been a part of the system for, like I say, two, three generations now, so we understand it and we know how it works, and we know that our rights are continually minimised in the system, and this government is trying to erase them, and that won't be tolerated now or tomorrow or going forward.
What are Te Pāti Māori hoping for regarding the government's response to the hīkoi?
I'm not hoping for anything from the government. We already know, we understand what the attitude of the government is. If they come out to speak, they will say nothing, they will commit nothing, they won't recognise that the voice of Kiwi Māori and the voice of Tangata Whenua has come together and arrived at their doorstep to speak to them and expect some decent dialogue and consideration of what the people of the country want. So we don't hold great hopes that the government's going to come out and entertain some half-decent discussion, but that's not the point. That's not the point. The point is the people of the country have to stand up, take responsibility to be more informed and stand up against the government that are busy driving us down a pathway of exploitation, of minimising rights, ignoring constitutional matters, and so on and so forth. So the most important thing about the hikoi is the people in it.
And are you aware of whether any future future protests have been planned at this current stage?
No sort of follow-up at the scale of Toitū at this point, but I have no doubt, given what we know about the government, that they will ignore this, that some action will follow. It has to be. If you continue to disrespect people, they will continue to stand up. So that's sort of where that's where it gets left. And it gets left there by the government.
That was Te Pāti Māori's Takata Ferris on the Treaty Principles Bill being pushed forward and the subsequent Toitū Te Tiriti Hikoi.
That was our weekly chat with Te Pāti Māori's Takutai Kemp.